The patient was one of four who received organ transplants from a man who died of rabies. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the Georgia patient is now getting rabies shots, as are the organ recipients in Florida and Illinois. Nancy Needham of the Georgia Department of Health says the only people exposed to the Georgia patient who might be at risk would be the transplant team, and she calls that risk minimal.
They're the only ones who would have handled the organ and come in contact with any fluids associated with it. It's much different than a patient who actually developed full-blown rabies, where he was getting care in the hospital from healthcare professionals and some care, of course, from his own family members.
That patient from Maryland died more than a year after getting a kidney transplant from the infected donor. Health officials say they've now contacted the dozens of people who were exposed to that patient and have also reached those connected to the organ recipients in Florida and Illinois. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.